or caskets to bury people in. So they was more or less wood cost caskets with maybe a little cloth wrapped around them, you know. I can remember the old hearse they had there that was pulled with two mules or horses. It had a glass sides in it, and the old-timey hearse. I've seen have a funeral with those. But anyhow, getting back to the population and the growth and around Woodstock, this town has failed to keep up with the time, so they started a new shopping center just joining my property. They've already got a big Apple store and a Eckers drug store. But they failed to keep up with the time, and the downtown Woodstock is kind of hurting for business. They still have a hardware store, a small clothing store. They don't carry too large a variety of stuff. And a drug store. I think they've got a furniture store. But they used to have several merchants that carried a complete line of dry goods and rough groceries. Used to buy beans by the, go in and buy beans by the book, coffee by the book. I remember going in and smell the coffee grinding in the store, and you could buy 3 pounds of it then for a quarter.
So this was when you were a boy, when Woodstock was busy.
Yeah, when Woodstock was really busy, they sold fertilizer and bought cotton, and they'd sell hay and grain and sold flour. I've seen Jace Johnson Company buy flour by the railroad car load. Buy a railroad car load of flour and stack it in that big store there. And before the summer would be gone, all that flour would be gone. Folks eat a lot of biscuits back then.
Uh-huh.
They used to have to sell this side meat. Sell a lot of side meat. Folks used lard back in those days. They didn't have to, they run out at home while they'd buy lard and a few beans, dried beans and coffee and sugar, and that's just about all they bought in the store. They'd buy some cheese. Mm-hmm. They used to have cheese in the hook, and they'd take it off, and they had a place that they kept it, and it had a big old knife that you just pull it down on it. It fastened to that place they kept the cheese, and they'd just cut it off, and it'd be in a wedge shape. And you'd buy cheese and salmon. Just show you how things is out of proportion to what it used to be. You used to could take a dozen eggs to the store and buy a can of salmon. A dozen eggs would be a dime, and a can of salmon would be a dime. A dozen eggs bring about 60, I'd say, off the farm, bring about 60 cents. So it'd take 3 dozen eggs to buy 1 can of salmon.
Mm-hmm.
That's about how some things have got out of proportion to what it used to be. You used to have your old Cracker Barrels in the store, and a man could go in and buy him a nickel's worth of crackers and a nickel's worth of cheese and get him and make it go to town and stay all day. Eat his dinner with nickel's worth of crackers and a nickel's worth of cheese. You get a pretty good hunk of it. You used to have a little old, we called it the weenie joint there in town, when they used to stuff weenies out of hog guts. Now you could buy a weenie for a nickel or a hamburger for a nickel. It tastes pretty good too. There's a whole lot better. The taste might change a little bit.